Today's daf is Menachas daf Samach Ches, and we will begin from the Mishnah in the middle of daf Samach Zayin Amid Bey. So continuing to discuss the Karban Omer. Zok the Mishnah, Baloi le'isarain. So the Karban Omer began with three sa'in of sa'irim, of which one isarain was going to be used for the Karban Omer. So the Mishnah says when the Kohen came to the isarain, Nasan Olav Shamla, he would add oil to it, Ulevanasai and Levaina, like most Menachis had, Shemen and Levaina, Yotzak, Ubalal, Hainif, Vehegish, Komatz, Vehikter, Vehashar, Nechal, Koyanim. So the Minchas Omer was brought, like most Menachis were, there was Shemen, there was Levaina, there was the Avoida of Yetzika, Belila, Tenufa, Hagasha, Kmitza, Haktara, there was the Shiore HaMincha, which was Nechal the Kayanim, as all Kachi Kadashim is. Mishakarav HaOimer, as soon as the Karban Omer was brought, Yoitzin, U Moitzin, Shok Yerushalayim, Shu Mole Kemach, Kali. At that point, you were allowed to eat from the Tefuah HaKadasha. And as a result, literally, from the moment that the Karban Omer was brought, you'd walk outside to Yerushalayim, and the Shuk was filled. It was filled with Kemach Kali, toasted kemach, and shalei b'tzayin chachamim. But it wasn't really b'tzayin chachamim, divi rameir. Meaning, because if it was ready the second after the Karban Omer was brought, it means it had been prepared previously. And rameir says, chachamim weren't very happy about that. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, b'tzayin chachamim ayu'aysim. It's okay. The Torah says, you're not allowed to eat from the Tefuah HaKadasha. They weren't eating from the Tefuah HaKadasha before the Karban Omer was brought. They were preparing it. They were doing whatever needed to be done. But as far as eating it goes, they weren't eating it, and as a result, it was okay. So machlokes is rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether this was fine. Now, at first glance, the Gemara understands that the beer in the machlokes probably is whether or not we're concerned that if you're going to be busy preparing food that you're not allowed to eat, is there a chashash that you may come to eat it or not? So if Rameir says that preparing the Tefuah HaKadosha was Shaloi B'Tzayin Chachamim, it would seem that Rameir is of the opinion that you're not allowed to even be involved with food that you're not allowed to eat. Zaira, you might come to eat it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who says B'Tzayin Chachamim Hayu'aysim, being that they weren't eating it, all they were doing was preparing it, he's not concerned that you may come to eat it. Faith the Gemara, Vilay Gazer, Rabbi Yehuda, Doma Asi L'Meichel Minei. Is that in fact Rabbi Yehuda Shita? From Minu, I'll ask you a kash. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bait Kenar Arba Asar, you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz the night before Pesach. Uba Arba Asar Shachris. If you didn't do it the night before Pesach, you could do it the next morning. So, Erev Pesach in the morning, if you didn't do the Bedika the night before, it's also okay. Uba Shas Habir. You could also do it at the time that you're supposed to burn the Chametz. So there's this man Shreifas Chametz, you could do it around that time as well. However, afterwards, you're not allowed to look for Chametz anymore. You can't do Bedika. The reason is because you're going to be looking for Chametz, you're going to find it. You may go ahead and eat. The Chachamim say, Loi Badak V'chulu. And really, the punchline is in the V'chulu. And Rashi brings it. And that is that no, if you didn't do it at night, you could do it in the morning. If you didn't do it in the morning, you could do it at the Shas Reifa. And if you didn't do it at the Shas Reifa, you could do it on Yontif even. The point is, you're always allowed to look for Chametz. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you're not allowed to look for Chametz once the Zman Beer passes? Because he's afraid that you're going to eat it. It's afraid to Gemara Akasha V'legazer Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah say that it was okay for the Yidden to start preparing the Tefuah HaKadosha before the Karban Omer was brought, so that it would be ready the moment that you're allowed to eat from the Tefuah HaKadosha, and I'm not worried that you're going to come to eat it? How does it stem? Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa in Hilchas Pesach, where Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do Bedikas Chametz once the Zman Achilas Chametz begins. Amar Rabba, so Rabba said you have to say there's a difference between Chadosh and Chametz. And he built up to his Teretz. Shani Chadosh, Mitoich Shaloi, Hitartoloi, Ela Yidei Kitov, Zacharu. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda said it was okay. He was very fine with the Yidden preparing the Tefuah HaKadosha. But at the same time, he required them to make a shinui. He said that when you're going to cut this Tefuah HaKadosha, you can't do it with the sickle that was typically used, but you have to do it with some sort of shinui. Being that the way it was going to be cut and harvested was with the shinui, so he wasn't worried that you're going to come to eat it, because the shinui is going to be your reminder, that's going to be your shomer, to know that you're not supposed to eat. That's all good for the ktsira. So the ktsira, the chachamim said, you should do with a shinui. Thus, Rabbi Yehuda is not so worried. Tchina, the harkada, grinding it and sifting it, my ikilameimar. So they want to say, kasha. Rabbi Yehuda held that tchina was done by chaya diyada. It wasn't done in the normal fashion. Harkada also, agabi nafa, was also done with a shinoi. So being that the tchina and the harkada and the ktsira, everything was done with a shinoi, that's Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned that you're going to come to it. So really, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. That's Rabbi Yehuda says he can't do bedikas chametz once this man israchilas chametz begins. Why isn't he worried about chadash? Because the ktsira and the tchina and the harkada, everything was done with a shinoi. But the Gemara says, beis hashloch in the shayy ktsira, the halacha is is that even though the Chachamim did say that if you're going to cut the Tfuah HaChadasha before the Korban Emor was brought, you have to do it with a Shinoi, but that's all true for ordinary Tfuah. But Tfuah that grows in a Beis HaShlachim of the beginning of Masechtas Mayit Katan fame, a Beis HaShlachim is a field that relies on irrigation, so it can't sustain itself simply from the rainwater, but it needs some tipul, some man-made irrigation system in order for the field to be able to flourish. And the halacha is that in a Beis HaShlachim, you're allowed to cut the Tfuah HaChadasha in the ordinary way. In fact, it's a Mishnah later in Masechtas Menachos. Koitzrim Beis HaShlachim, Shebe'amakim. I would like, you're not allowed to pile up the Tfuah, but you're allowed to cut it in the regular way. So the Gemara's catch is, Ma'ayik L'meim, over there you don't have a Shinoi. So if you don't have a Shinoi, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not worried that they're going to come to eat it. How does it stem with Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Pesach, who says you're not allowed to do B'dikas Chametz once this man Israelis comes, because we're afraid you can eat it. El Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, let me explain it to you. Chadash badal minei, chametz loy badal minei. There's a chilek between chadash and chametz, and it's a very simple chilek. The chilek is chadash, everybody knows is aser. Being that chametz, chadash is aser, so there's no chashash you're going to come eat chadash. There's a chashash you're going to eat chadash, there's a chashash you're going to eat chazer, there's a chashash you're going to eat pasav v'chalav, but chametz you could eat 51 out of 52 weeks in the year. So being that you can eat chametz, I'm more concerned by chametz, says Rabbi Yehuda. So you're right. When it comes to chadash, even though they're busy with it, they're preparing it, they're harvesting it, they're being toichen, merakeh, by a base hashlochem, they're even doing it without a shinoi, I'm not worried. The reason I'm not worried is because who eats chadash? A yid doesn't eat chadash. Chametz is a different story. Chametz you could always eat. Therefore, I'm concerned. I'm a Rava. So Rava said, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, the Rabbana like Kasha. So Rava told Abaya, it's very nice, you answered the steer in Rabbi Yehuda. But we have a steer in the Chachamim as well. How so? Because the Chachamim in the Mishnah said that it was Shaloi B'tzayin Chachamim. That Chadash was not okay to be busy with before the Korban Emor was brought. And yet the Chachamim Ma'imrim, with regards to Erev Pesach, Loi Badak B'shas HaBir, you can be Baidik the whole Yontif. So in the Chachamim you see a steer just the opposite. Chadash, the Chachamim were worried about, and Chametz they were not worried about, which is Hepech Hasvara from what we just said. So Rava told Abaye, it's very nice that you answered the stira in Rabbi Yehuda. But I answered the stira in the Chachamim. Now the truth is, at first glance, what's the stira? The Mishnah wasn't the Chachamim. Who's the Mishnah? It's Rameir. In the Braisa, it's the Chachamim. But Pashup Shad is, and the Ran speaks this out in Nedarim many times. He says that when you have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Stam Chachamim, when it's Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda's primary Baal Plukta in Shas, and that's Rameir. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim would usually be Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So here it's a Mefurish Gemara, that the Gemara is asking a stira between Rameir in a Mishnah and the Chachamim in a Braisa. What's the stira? One's the Chachamim, the other one's Rabbi Meir. That's not a stira. The Teretz is, if it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yehudin the Chachamim, it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yehudin Rabbi Meir. Very geschmack. And as a result, we have a stiras again. So Rava told Abaya, you answered the stira Rabbi Yehudin Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Rabbanon Ad Rabbanon Elam? My Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava said, Abaya, I agree with you. The Teretz did a stira between Rabbi Yehuda, like we said. Chadash, Rabbi Yehuda was worried about. Chametz, I'm sorry, Chadash, Rabbi Yehuda was not worried about. Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda was worried about. What about the Rabbanon Ad Rabbanon? Kasha. That's not either a kasha. What are you worried? You're worried that while this person is looking to burn the chametz, he's going to come to eat it. Why is he looking for the chametz? To get rid of it. Otherwise, he's not looking for chametz. He's underneath his bed. He's trying to find chametz. Why? Because he knows he has to get rid of it. Oh, so he's going to find the bagel. He's like, great, breakfast. Let me eat it. No, it's just the opposite. He's being mechazer all of Levaroi. So why are you worried that he's going to go ahead and eat it? So by Chadosh, when you're just putting it out to sell, to eat, there's a concern. He may come to eat it. Thus, it was Shalei B'tzai Chachamah. But when it comes to Chamah, Chametz, he's not Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said a different halach. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Kasha. Rav Yehuda said, you know, it's not Shver, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda, who said that it's okay to prepare the chadash, but it's not okay to look for chametz on Pesach, because kemach kali tonight. Because what did the Mishnah say? They used to put the kemach out, but it was kali, it was toasted. So apparently you can't eat toasted kemach. And being that you can't eat toasted kemach, so the kemach that was out anyways wasn't going to be eaten. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned. You're looking for chametz, you might find chametz, that's roi lachila. And as a result, it's a concern. But the Gemara says, v'hadu ravashi berusa, some have the girsa, bedusahi. It's a silly teretz. It's not a real teretz. Why? Because teinach be kali veilach. You know, once the kemach is toasted, there's no chashash anymore that you're going to eat it. But ad kali ma'yikil ma'imar, you have to toast it for it to become toasted. So what's going to be, you know, until you get to the point of kali? So you'll answer that, okay, maybe I'm not worried before it was toasted because you cut it al yedei yoshinoi. But beis hashlochin d'shayir k'tzir ma'yikulamein. But we have the same kasha that we had on the top of the omid. So at the end of the day, elu had Rav Ashi berusi. Rav Ashi didn't really help us very much because Rav Ashi was coming to say a new mahalach. What was Rav Ashi's new mahalach going to be? That Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah that was okay with toasted klayos, with okay with toasted sa'irin. That's all good once it's toasted. But before toasted, not. Elamai, you're going to come with different terutzim. We already knocked everything out. The only teretz that we have is the teretz that Abaye gave, that Rava was moided to, and that is the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Leikasha, because there's a chilek between chadash and chametz, the Rabbana, not the Rabbana Leikasha, because there's a chilek between being busy with food that ultimately you're going to eat or that you're going to sell, versus being busy with food when your purpose of being busy with the food is to ultimately destroy it exiles. So before we go weiter, let's go back to part two of what was this morning's daf, but really it was daf samach vav. And that is, we learned the Gemara on daf samach vav amir aleph. Amir abayah, mitzvah lemimni yoimi u'mitzvah lemimni shvur. There's two mitzvahs in Sfiras Omer. There's a mitzvah to count the days of the Omer. There's a mitzvah to count the weeks of the Omer. The Torah says, "Usfartum lechem mimachas haShabbos miyom haviyachem haSomer atrufa sheva Shabbos leistumis tiyena." There's a mitzvah to count the weeks. The Torah also says, "Amimachas haShabbos haShvias tisbru chamishim yom." There's a mitzvah to count the days. And the Gemara says, "Rabbanu deve Rav Ashi manu yomi mani shvu." They used to count the days, and they would count the weeks, which is the way that we count Sfiras Omer today. Ameimar mani yomi vle mani shvui. Amar Ameimar said zeichel mikdash. So Ameimar would count the days, he wouldn't count the weeks. And Amar said that the whole mitzvah of Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's only zeichel mikdash. Why? Because it says in the Torah, "Usfartum lechem mimachas haShabbos miyom haviyachem esomer atznufa." We don't have the omer atznufa today. As a result, the whole mitzvah Sfiras Omer is anyways merely a zeichel mikdash. Thus, there's no inyan to be mekayim the mitzvah behiduroi. Thus, he would count yoimi, he would not count shvui. We mentioned that lahalacha, it's a big machlokes rishonim, whether Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Rav rishonim hold that Sfiras HaOmer is d'rabbanan, and the Makar is this Gemara. The Gemara says, eichel mikdashu, and as a result, it would seem to suggest very, very clearly that it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And even though Amemer was the one that said it, and Amemer was money yoimi v'lay money shvui, and the Rabbanan v'Rav Ashi were money yoimi u'shvui, but the way the Kesef Mishnah and the Ran explained, of course the Rishonim agreed to Amema's premise that it's Zeichel Mikdash. The Machlokes is, being that it's Zeichel Mikdash, does that mean you should make a Shinui? You should only count Yoimi and not Shvui? Or no, just because it's Zeichel Mikdash doesn't mean that you have to count it any other way. But Amema's klal of Zeichel Mikdash is something that's universally accepted. Everybody agrees that Sfiras HaOmer is Bizman Azeh Zeichel Mikdash, and it makes sense, because the Pasuk says, "Usfartum lechem yoim aviyachem esomer atrufa." So if there's no Karban Omer today, then it would reason that Sfiras HaOmer should be Midrabban. Stating that, the Rambam Shita is, in Perek Zayin Hilchas Tmidim Musafin, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Da'iraisa is Noyheges, Bechol Makoim U'Bechol Zman. And the Achroim in the Kesef Mishnah, Al-Atar, is Bedaik in the Rambam. The Rambam clearly held that Sfiras HaOmer Afilu B'Zman Hazeh is Medairaisa. The Kesef Mishnah says, obviously the Rambam understood that even though Amemar said Zeichel HaMikdash, but it was only Amemar. Amemar was the Das Yochid. But the Rabbanan d'Rav Ashi, they used to count Yoimi U'Shvui, they clearly argued with Amemar. And they didn't argue in if it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, should you count Yoimi Yishvui or should you only count Yoimi? They argued fundamentally with a Meimah. So whereas a Meimah held that Sfiras HaOmer is Zeichel HaMikdash, thus Yoimi and not Shvui, the Rabban and the Rav Ashi and Abaye held that it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, it's Midei Raisa, and it's for that reason you should count Yoimi and you should count Shvui. The Rambam held it's a Machloikis HaMeirom. The Rambam passed like the HaMeirom that hold that it's not Seichel Mikdash, which is, of course, our minute we count Yoimi and Shvui. Thus, the Rambam Shita, that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is midiraisa. We said this, nafkamina is the halacha. Number one, if you have a suffix, is it a sveika d'rabbanan or is it a sveika d'oraisa? Another nafkamina is when you're allowed to start counting Sfira. So sometimes, especially like on an early Shabbos, there's a tumult. It is early enough, it's not late enough, right? Everyone gets excited whether or not you're allowed to count Sfira's fights break out, right? So could you count Sfira? Could you not count Sfira? What does it depend on? Look at the luach, look at the clock. Why is this so complicated? So one of the complications is, because if Sfiras HaOmer is d'oraisa, then you have to wait for a later zman. You need the zman d'oraisa. Whatever's considered, say it's as k'chavim, as it relates to dinei d'oraisa. But if Sfiras HaOmer is only midrabanan, l'maisa d'bir halacha, in the beginning of Simen Tov Pei Tes, in Hilchas Pesach, brings the machlokes rishayim, and he says that even though the Rambam is often quoted as a Das Yochid, but he says, I've compiled a list of other Rishonim that also hold like the Rambam. The question is, Ochein be'emes ha-Ram, Rambam gam kim lav yichidoi hi v'daitoi. He's not a Das Yochid, which is what people think. Shegam Das Rabbeinu Yeshayake, in his Sefer Shibalei Aleket, and he brings it from Rav Binyamin. He says it's the Rav Yoh that's brought down in the Urzarua. He brings it from Rav Yehudoi and Rav Amram and from the Ritzkeis. The bottom line is, he says that it's not just the Rambam. There's other Rishonim as well, and therefore the Halacha says, well, Halacha, you should be machmer like this Shita. So when it comes to counting Sfiras Omer, you should wait until Rabbeinu Tam's man, wait for a later Zman, because there's definitely a big daya in Halacha that this is a Chiyuv Deraisa. But the question is, and this is what we spoke about this morning, what's Pshat in the Rambam Shita? L'chur, the Pasuk says, it would seem that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is related to the Karban Omer. So there's no Karban Omer b'zman hazeh. So what's up? So we said over a Mahalach from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shu Abba, who said that really you find two drachim in understanding Sfiras Omer. On the one hand, the Pshutei Shel Mikra seem to suggest that it's related to the Karbanos that were brought before and after. There was a mincha, the mincha sa'imer that was brought on Tezai Nisan, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, and then there was another mincha that was brought, a mincha chadasha, the Shtei Halechem. It's related to the Karbanos. But you also find the Sefer HaChinuch and the Shibali Aleket that the Beralocha quotes, and other Rishonim that say that the idea of Sefiras Omer is related to counting down from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Kabbalah Satayra, the Yidin, they left Mitzrayim, the Tachlis was Tavdun Asalikim, Bahar Azeh, the Tachlis was Matan Torah, and the way the Chinuch says that when a person's excited for something, he counts down. And the idea of Sefiras Omer is counting down. So Sir Shu'abba said that if you hold that the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer is counting from the Omer to the Shtei Alechem, then obviously it's totally in the Karban Omer. It's totally in the Shtei Alechem. So if we don't have an Omer and Shtei Alechem as manazah, it can't be Midei Raisa. All it could be is Eichel Mikdash. But according to the Rishonim, the Chinuch and the Shibali Aleket, that hold that you're counting from Pesach Ad Atzeres. You have Pesach Midei Raisa today. You have Atzeres Midei Raisa today. So there's no reason that it can't be Midei Raisa. So maybe the Rambam held like those Rishonim that the Iker of Sefiras Omer is not the Karban Omer, and in fact it's Limeduyik that way. Because the pasuk says, "Usfartem lechem mimarchas haShabbos miyoyim haviyachem esoimer." It doesn't say "may haviyachem." It's miyoyim. It's from the day it rather happens to be. It's a simana ba'alma. The sim you want to know from what day you count? It's the day they brought the Karban Omer. But it's not that the Karban Omer is the siba for the Sefiras Omer. It's the simon for the Sefiras Omer. You want to know what day you start counting? It's the day that they brought the Karban Omer. But the Karban Omer itself is not the mechayim. But the Rav said that it's a little bit dachuk in the Rambam. And the reason is because the Rambam brings the halachas of Sefiras Omer in his Yad Chazaka in Avoida, in Hilchas Tmidim Musafen. L'chura, if the Rambam held that Sefiras Omer has nothing to do with the Karban Omer, has nothing to do with the Shtei Alechem, he should have brought it somewhere in Zmanim. Maybe in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, because you start counting on Pesach. Maybe in the laws of Shavuos, because you count up to Shavuos. But why is it in Hilchas Tmidim Musafen? From the fact that the Rambam brought it in Tmidim Musafen, then Zeyim Mashma, that it's a Kachem de Galacha. Kipshutei shal mikra. It's related to the Karban Omer. And if that's the case, it's hadra kushti l'duchtei, what's pshat in the Rambam. But it's Yidua, the Briskerovin stencils, brings for Reb Chaim Briska, the Reb Chaim said of pshat in the Rambam. He said that that's clear, it's mavur in the pasuk, that Sefiras Omer is related to the Karban Omer. But Reb Chaim said, what would be if the Karban Omer wasn't brought? Let's say for whatever reason, the Yidin did not bring the Karban Omer on Tezai and Nisan. Would there be a chiyuv to start counting Sefiras Omer? Reb Chaim said, it's pashat. Meaning, although the Karban Omer is the Mechayiv of Sefiras Omer, but at the end of the day, it's a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring the Karban Omer, and there's a mitzvah of Sefiras Omer. The mitzvah is Miyoyim Aviyachem Esoimer Atnufa. But you don't need the Hakrovas HaOmer, Bepoyel, said Reb Chaim, to trigger the mitzvah saseh of Sefiras Omer. What then do you need? The Chiyuv. There's a din to bring the Karban Omer. There's a chiyuv to bring the Karban Omer. As a result, there's a din and there's a chiyuv to bring the Karban Omer. That's what triggers, that's what's mechayiv, the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer. So said Reb Chaim, do we have a mitzvah to bring the Karban Omer b'zman hazeh? It really depends. If you hold Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Shaita, Filoi Kitchel Asalavoi, so there's no din to bring a Karban Omer b'zman hazeh. You don't have Kedusha Samikdash. How in the world are you going to bring a Karban Omer? But if you hold Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asalavoi, then there would be a chiyuv to bring the Karban Omer b'zman hazeh. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam understood that it's true there's a sugi that says Eichel Mikdash. And the Rambam realized clearly Ameimar and maybe the Rabban and the Veir Avashi all were of the opinion that Sefiras Omer b'zman hazeh is only a Eichel Mikdash. But the Rambam held that really whether it's Midairaisa, Midrabban and Sefiras Omer should be told whether you can bring the Karban Omer. So if you have a sugi that says that Sefiras Omer is Midrabban, this sugi must hold you can't bring the Karban Omer. Oh, it holds like the Mandomar and Shas that's featured prominently throughout Shas. That Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Asalavai. Oh, but the Rambam, L'Shitasi, Umperik Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchir, Paskins, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asalavai, Akoponim, as it relates to Kedusha's Yerushalayim, Beis Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabban Bashitasei knew that this sugya Shalaya Libra the Hilchus said Rav Chaim. And as a result, the Rambam passing that Spirit Zayim was Manas Mez Deiraisa. So it's true, Rav Chaim said the Rambam's going out like a sugya. The sugya says Eichel HaMikdash Nita Zevi the sugya. But Rav Chaim said it's because the Rambam understood that the sugya is going Laman Damak Tushu Rishayin the like Kitchel HaSalavai. If it's like Kitchel HaSalavai, there's no Miyayim HaViyachem HaSaimer. As a result, it's only going to be a Zeichel HaMikdash. But the Rambam Bashitasei who passes Kedush Rishayin a Kitchel HaShayit of a Kitchel HaSalavai. By the way, Shlomi Prager texted me this morning that today's Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's yard site. So we spoke out so much for Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. These ideas of bringing karbanos bezman hazeh, kedush rishayin, a kitchel hashayit, a kitchel hasalavai, so schus yagan aleinu. But regardless, so the Rambam understood that it's totally really in that shayla of kedush rishayin. This sugya is going like kitchel hasalavai. The Rambam shita is that it's kitchel hasalavai, and that's why the Rambam paskas avada. The Rambam understood it's related to the karban aymer. Of course it's related to the carbon aymer. That's why it's in Hilchas Tmidim and Musaf. But the Rambam understood that all you need is the din, the chiv, to bring the carbon aymer. Today you have the chiv to bring the carbon aymer because Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel HaShayta, Kitchel HaSalavai, Haflav HaFelev, Ru'uyin HaDvarun, Lamisha Amram. This is a classic Reb Chaim. But the truth is, there's a third sheet in the Rishayim that's worth mentioning. So you have the sheet of Rav Rishayim that holds Sfiras Aymer Bezman Hazeh, is midrabban. You have the Shittas HaRambam, which the Bir Halacha says he was malakit other Rishonim as well, that hold that Sfiras HaOmer Bezman Hazeh is midei Raisa. There's a third Shita, and the third Shita is the Shita of your Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But just one introduction. That is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Samech Aleph says, Hu Shetzivonu Lispar Miktziras HaOmer Tisha V'Arbam Yoyim. Lashon HaRambam, Miktziras HaOmer Tisha V'Arbam Yoyim. And then the Rambam is myrich a little bit, and the Rambam says like this, don't make a mistake. I don't want you to look at a Gemara, a Mesachtes Menachas, Samuch Vav, the Gemara we learned this morning, where the Gemara says, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, u'mitzvah l'mimni shvui, and walk away from this Gemara thinking, shehen shtei mitzvahs, that there are two mitzvahs, Lashanai Gemara, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, u'mitzvah l'mimni shvui, they're not two mitzvahs, rather, ki chol chelek v'chelek, I think what the Rambam is saying is that there are just two parts of one mitzvah. But there's one mitzvah called Sfiras HaOmer, and there's two components to it. There's the mitzvah lemimni yoimi, and there's the mitzvah lemimni shvui. Says the Rambam, I'll prove it to you. Because if it's two mitzvahs, then when we count and make the birchas ha-mitzvahs, why do we only make one bracha? We should have made two brachas. Says the Rambam, that if it would have been two mitzvahs, hayinu oimrim shtei brachas, asher kedishonu b'mitzvahs v'tzivonu al sfiras yemei ha-oimer, v'al sfiras shvuyei ha-oimer. That's not what we do. We make one bracha, sfiras ha-oimer. So v'aistoy, says the Rambam, that it's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah, and the Lashon HaGemara of mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, mitzvah l'mimni shvui, as misleading as it is, says the Rambam, al yitacha, don't let it confuse you, because it's not true. Really, all it is one mitzvah. Stating that, there is a shita of Rishonim that argues, and that is the shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim argues. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it's really two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, and there's a mitzvah l'mimni shvui. Frank Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if it's two mitzvahs, the Rambam's kasha. So why do you make two brachas? Why do you only make one bracha? And he says a davar noira. Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because although it's true, there's two mitzvahs, but the two mitzvahs are cholok b'yisayit. Listen to this. He says, the Torah mentions twice in the Torah that you should count shvui. It mentions once that you should count yoimi. It says, "Usfartam lochem mi machras hashavos mi yoim aviyachem esoimer atnufa sheva shabosa is pimis tiana." That's in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk says, "Shiva shavuos tisparlach me hochel chermesh bakoma tochel lispar shiva shavuos." And then in Parshas Emor, it mentions yoimi ad mi machras hashabos hashvius tisparu chamishim yoim vekraftem mincha chadash lasem. Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the two times that the Torah mentions mitzvah l'mimni shvui, the Torah says you should count it after you bring the carbon aymer. Usfartam lachem mi machras hashabos mi yoim aviyachem esoimer hatenufa sheva shabos is pimis tiana. After you bring the carbon aymer, you should count sheva shabos. In Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shavu is Tisparlach. When do you start counting? Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. Tochel Lispa, Shiva Shavu. As soon as you bring the carbon out. So the mitzvah, Lemimni Shvuyi, which is mentioned twice in the Torah. Both times is mentioned in relation to bringing the Karban Omer. The mitzvah in the Yom, it says the Torah, Mimachras, HaShabbos, HaShviyos, Tisbruch, HaMishim Yom. It doesn't breathe a word about the Karban Omer. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, Arishoy. He says, I think that they're fundamentally different. The mitzvah Lemimni Shvui was related to the Karban Omer. But the mitzvah Lemimni Yom was not related to the Karban Omer. So says Rabbeinu Yerucham, Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have a Karban Omer, we don't have the mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. All we have is the mitzvah Lemimni Yom. And being that all we have today is the mitzvah Lemimni Yom, we're being Mekayim one mitzvah. Being that we're being Mekayim mitzvah, that's why we only make one bracha. So you want to know if it's two mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, why are you going to make two brachas? Because today we don't have two mitzvahs. It was once upon a time two mitzvahs. And once upon a time, Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, they used to make two brachas. They used to make a bracha for Yemei HaOmer and for the Shvuyei HaOmer, like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The reason we only make one bracha Bizman HaZeh, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, is because Bizman HaZeh, only the Yomi is Midday Raisa. The reason only the Yomi is Midday Raisa is because only the Yomi is not related to the Karban Omer, but the Shvuyei that's related to the Karban Omer. So we have a middle shita over here. We have the shita of Rav Rishayim and the Sefer HaSayim Bizman HaZeh is completely Zeichel HaMikdash. Das is Midday Rabbanan. We have the Shitas HaRambam and the Rishonim that the Be'er Halacha quotes that says it's all Midday Raisa, whatever the beer is, but the Shitas HaRambam, and they have a middle Shita Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that there's a chilek between the Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi, Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. Rabbeinu Yeruchim makes a Hanacha that it's two mitzvahs, not like the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's two mitzvahs, and in a perfect world you would actually make two brachas, as Rabbeinu Yeruchim, as relates to the two mitzvahs. One of them is Noyig Bezman HaZeh, that's the Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi. One of them is not Noyig Bezman HaZeh, that's the Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. We'll just be messiahing this with one Ha'ara, and that is, it's you do it in yeshiva, the chiddush of the Beis Halevi. And it's brought down in Shilas, the Shuvah's Beis Halevi. For the Beis Halevi, he said, we know that Allah, if somebody forgets to count one day of the Omer, he can't count with a bracha anymore. The reason is because there is a sheet in the Rishonim that holds that you have to count all 49. It has to be Tmimois in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So if you missed one day, it's not Tmimois. As a result, you're not chayv to count for your Sayim. Now it's really only a Safik. So it's a Safik brachas. You go to Chumrah and you don't make a Brachas HaMitzvah. So what you do is you count, but you don't make the bracha. So Levi said a chiddush that if somebody would forget to count Sefir Yosayim, let's say on the 9th day, he could still make a bracha. You can make a bracha on the 14th day, and on the 21st day, and the 28th day, 35, 42, and 49. He says, why? Because the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi, and Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. So as a result, L'chaira, there's two mitzvahs going on over here. Two Chelkei HaMitzvahs, but the Beis HaLevi says it's two mitzvahs. So if you miss that on the 9th day, you can't have Tmimois on Tisberuch HaMishim Yoim. That Kiyum HaMitzvah you can't do anymore. Why? Because you don't have 49 days. But the Sheva Shabbosos that you do have, the Sheva Shabbosos is only in Neskayim every 7th day. When we say Hayoyim, it's 1 week and 2 days, it may not be Mekayim the Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui by doing that. The Tmimois of the Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui really is Neskayim every 7th day. So said the Beis HaLevi, that Mitzvah you could still get, and Beis HaLevi wanted to say a Chiddush, you'd be able to make a bracha on that. A Bezok the Beis HaLevi, that really it's Taloi. It's Taloi in the Machloik is Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rishonim. Because like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that what? That today when we make the bracha, we're only making the bracha on the Yoimi. And that's why we only make one bracha, because Rabbi Yeruchim held you only make the bracha on the mitzvah that you be mekayim midday raisa, but on the mitzvah that you're making zeichel mikdash, you don't make a bracha. By the way, that's the part of this Rabbi Yeruchim that's quoted throughout Shas is the part that we didn't speak out. Rabbi Yeruchim says, so what that mitzvah lemimni yoimi is midday raisa, mitzvah lemimni shvui is a zeichel mikdash. Why shouldn't you make a bracha on a zeichel mikdash? So Rabbi Yeruchim says of zog, he says you don't make brachas on a zeichel mikdash, and he says I have two rayas. One raya is koirich gevaldik. What's the other raya? Hashanah Rabbah. There's a mitzvah of Arava and Hashanah Rabbah, and you don't make it. The reason is because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. Very good. Lulav Esrei Kol Shiva, that's the big kasha on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But there's a big tumult in Dachroinim, this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But that's the main part of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that he holds that because mitzvah, we're learning Sefiras HaOmer now, so this is the part. When it's Sukkot, we'll. But the point is. or Pesach. Yeah, this spans the Shalish Regal. But good morning. But anyways. What's that? Yeah. The second half of the third chair. But anyway, so that's the Beis HaLevi, Kamuvin, my Chiddush only works, not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Because according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that you don't make a bracha on Shvuyei anyways, because you don't make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. So what are you going to tell me? I missed Yoimi, but I can make the bracha on Shvuyei? You never make the bracha on Shvuyei. Either way, on that note, Zokt the Gemara weiter. We have a lot more Gemara and a little bit more Rei. So the Mishnah, Mishakar v'Omer, as soon as the Karban Omer was brought, Huter Chadash Miat. immediately, as soon as the karbonaima was brought, you were allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. HaRuchaykin, what about people that are far away from Eretz Yisrael? So when are they supposed to assume that the karbonaima was brought? Meaning, if you're in the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash, so you know the karbonaima was brought, everything has already been lined out, B'tzayin Chachamim or Shaloi B'tzayin Chachamim on the streets of Yerushalayim, so you can start eating. But what about the people that are not present? So what are they supposed to assume? Chatzos. From Chatzos on, you can assume everything was taken care of. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, Shiyayoyim Hanaf, Kuloi, Aser. That the entire day of Tez Zayin Nisan, you're not allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. The Gemara is going to explain. Dvarim Atikin, why exactly it is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you seem to be suggesting that really, midday raisa, if there's no carbon omer, like today, you could eat the entire Tez Zayin Nisan Tfuah HaKadosha. It's Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Meshachar, Beis HaMikdash, that it should be also the whole day. Meaning, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, soon as the carbon omer was brought, people that were Rechaikim, you could assume already from Chatzais. What about today? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, it should be also. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's your takana. It's a dindai raisa. Shenemar, it says at etzma yom hazeh, and at etzma yom hazeh seems to suggest that if there's no carbon, you have to wait at etzma yom hazeh, which Rabbi Yehuda understands as meaning the entire day. It says the mission. We said the ruchaykim could assume that the carbon was brought already mechatzais, because the carbon was brought bezrizos, so you could assume that by chatzais for sure the carbon was already brought. The morning, hey, mizrach. Rashi says means neitzach hamo. Tezai Nisan, you're already allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. My time. Trey Kroy Ksivit, this two psukim. Ksivit says Adav Yachem. It says you can eat the Tfuah HaKadosha from the time you bring the carbon omer. Ksivit says Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh. So is it from the time that you bring the carbon omer, or is it Etzem HaYom HaZeh? Okay, it said Kam Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Kam Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. And Rabbi Shmuel understood Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh, not like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh means Heir Pnei Mizrach, which means Neitzachama. So from Neitzachama already, you're allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. Even when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, Heir Mizrach was Mater. Kayim Heir Mizrach Mater. Even when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, Heir Mizrach was Mater. Wow. So you didn't have to wait for the carbon omer. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold, Tez Zayin in the morning, even if they didn't bring the carbon omer yet, you were allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. Fake the Gemara, it's connected Psukim in the Torah. Foksiv ad haviyachem esoim ratrufa, says the Gemara lemitzvah. That's the katchilo. So the katchilo, you're supposed to wait until they brought the carbon omer. But really, midday raisa, you were allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha as long as it's Tez Zayin Nisan, even before the carbon omer was brought. Says the Gemara, is that true? The Mishnah says, Mishakarev HaOmer HutaChadash Miyad. Sounds like he had to wait until the carbon omer was brought. The Gemara says, L'mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon Shalkish, again, they're going to say, the Pasuk says it, but it means L'mitzvah. When the Mishnah says it, it also means L'mitzvah. Another Kasha, the next Mishnah that we're going to learn later, says, HaOmer HaYamater B'Medina, V'Shtei Alechem B'Mikdash. The Omer was Mater Chadash B'Medina. The Shtei Alechem was Mater Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. But again, it sounds like the Omer was Mater. It's L'mitzvah. Again, it's L'mitzvah. A third Kasha, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Mezak She'yem Anav Kulay Yasa. Rabbi Yechon Mezak made a takana, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, that Tez Zayin Nisan, the whole day should be Yasa. My time. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Here the Gemara explains it. Because Rabbi Yechonon knew that one day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. V'yoyimru. And people are going to say, Ishtaki Meliyo Chalna Beheir Mizrach. Last year, I remember we ate Beheir Pnei Mizrach. Hashtan Aminecha. But Yadi, people are not going to realize, Ishtaki Loi Hava Omer. The year before, there was no carbon Omer. And there's man of Churban and Golos, when there's no carbon Omer, hey, Mizrach Mater. But Hashtan Dika Omer, now there's a carbon Omer, Omer Mater. So Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai is making a takana for when Mashiach comes. It's interesting. That he's worried for the bias HaShlishi, that people are going to make a mistake, and they're going to say, last year, when we were in Galus, we used to eat Chadash the whole year. No, some people. We used to eat Chadash, Mishahei Pnei Mizrach. So now, all of a sudden, right, they're going to do the same thing, but they're not going to realize, no, now you have to wait until the Karban Omer was born. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Festakasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that holds that really, even Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, you're allowed to eat from Heir Pnei Mizrach. It's only a mitzvah that you wait until the carbon omer. Is v'isol kedaitach le mitzvah mishum mitzvah leikem v'ligzar? We're going to make a gzera for something that's only a mitzvah. Kishmak akasha. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to answer Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amri. You can't ask kasha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are going to learn that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai
held like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Amar Minat Torah Aser. That really mid the Iraisa Tezayin Nisan is Aser. Shenemad Etzma Yemazeh Adi Tzu Mishal Yoy. Because Amar Ad Vaad Becha. Like Rabbi Yehuda held in the Mishnah that Ad Etzma Yemazeh means the whole day. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara asks the obvious question on this. So what's the teretz? Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish learning Ad Etzma Yemazeh means Heir Pnei Mizrach. Heir Pnei Mizrach. That's what's matter. It's matter now. It's matter even Bizmat Shveis Hamikdash Haya. And as a result, the whole idea of waiting until the Karban Yomer was brought, that's only Lekatchila. But now in Galus, hey, Pnei Mizrach, you're already good to go. I, from Rabbi Yechem and Zaki, it's not mashma that way, because Rabbi Yechem and Zaki is making Gezerah. Can't tell me he's making Gezerah about something that's only a Lekatchila, that's only a Mitzvah Bam. That's because Rabbi Yechem and Zaki holds like Rabbi Yehuda, has a different understanding about that's a Yemazeh. That's a Yemazeh means the whole day. But Rabbi Yechem and Shokesh don't learn that way, and being Rabbi Yechem didn't learn that way, they held like that's a Yemazeh means Neitzachama. That's why it's not a Kash. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh holds like Rabbi Yehuda? That's the Mishnah. From Miflag Poligola. What did the Mishnah say? Now we learned in our Mishnah, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Yizkar Yechim and Zakeh, Sheyeyim and Avkulayos. Yechim and Zakeh made a takana that after Beis HaMikdash was Charev, that the whole day of Tezayin should be awesome. What do you see from there? That Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh held that really the Yom Hanaf Tezayin is on his mutter in Galus. He was just worried that people will be confused when the Beis HaMikdash is built. They're going to think Tezayin Nisan, the whole day is Mutter. See, he made a takara that Tezayin Nisan should be, but clearly he holds that Tezayin Nisan is Mutter. Why would it be Mutter? Because he holds that Etzem HaYom HaZeh means up until Neitzachama. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Fakir, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, but I'm not a Torah Yehuda, sir. Dichsev at Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Rabbi Yehuda is digging sich with Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So clearly Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda are not the same Shita. So how could you tell me Rabbi Shlokish Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai? I'm not Mufrach from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Because Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah clear, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Rabbi Yehuda seem to be talking. They're not talking to each other. They didn't live in the same door. But they seem to be talking to each other anyways. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. And based on the fact that his understanding about Etzem HaYom HaZeh means it's also the whole day. So clearly, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds it's not also the whole day. So the Gemara says, Adoichik, Rabbi Yehuda Huta Katoi. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. He didn't properly understand Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Who saw Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai with Rabbanon Kama? He thought that Pshan Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was that his takana, that Yom Hanaf should be Yasser, was only takanas chacham. Velohi midday raisa kama. Really, it was midday raisa. Frank to Gemara, happy to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was saying a dinday raisa. For hiskin k'tani, what did Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai say? The Lashon HaGemara is hiskin Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So the Gemara says, my hiskin. What does hiskin mean? Darash for hiskin. It means he darshin and he made a takana. His hiskin was based on his drasha. What was the drasha? The drasha was that that's a meyem hazeh. It means heir pnei mizrach. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, at least Rabbi Yehuda understood and Rabbi Yechim and Rish Lakish understood, not the way everybody understands. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai usually understand hell that bezman shebeis hamikdash kayin tvua hachadosh was us until they brought the carbon oimer. When there's no when there's no carbon oimer, bismach beis hamikdash charev, it's at etzem hayom hazeh. What's the definition of etzem hayom hazeh? It means heyer pnei mizrach. That's what it means. Neitzach hamav. Rabbi Yehuda clearly had a different understanding. Rabbi Yechim and Rish Lakish also had a different understanding. Also machloikis and had to understand Rabbi Yehuda. But the pashup shan Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is, of course, the way Rabbi Shmuel understood it, the way we explained it when we learned the Mishnah, and that is that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai held that it's true when there was a beis hamikdash chadash was aser until they brought the carbon oimer. The Karban Yomer was brought Limachas HaShabbos. The Mesoira is, it meant Tezayin Nisan. So whenever in Tezayin Nisan they brought the Karban Yomer, heretofore you're allowed to eat from the Karban Yomer. Before not, after yet. In Galus, Alzen Nemar Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh, Taich, Heir Pnei Mizrach, Rashi, Neitzachama. So as soon as it's Neitzachama, Tezayin Nisan in the morning, you're allowed to eat already from the Tfuah Chadosh. Stating that, Rabbi Yechim Zaki made a takana. His takana was Yom Hanaf Kula Yasser, that Tezayin Nisan, the entire day should be Yasser. Why did he want it to be Yasser? The reason he wanted it to be Yasser was because he was worried that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and here you bought the Beis HaMikdash, now already you're going to have to wait for the Tfuah Chadosh. If the Minigin Klai Yisrael is going to be for Heir Bnei Mizrach already to start eating from the Tfuah Chadosh, they may make a mistake. And in a year when there's already a carbon oimer, they're going to violate the Issa Chadosh. So to prevent the Issa Chadosh from being violated, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said that the entire day of Tezayin Nisan should be also even in Golus, even though Midei Reis it's already mutter from Neitz HaChamah. Now this halacha, this takon of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai comes up in another place in Shas. It's a Mishnah Mesachta Sukkah. Sukkah daf mem aleph amin aleph, it's in Perek Lulav HaGozel. The context over there is the halachas of Lulav. So we know that we shake Dalad Minim 7 days on Sukkot. But really, Midei Raisa,
7 days lulav was only in the Beis Hamikdash. It says usmachtem lifnei Hashem alikeichem shivas yomim. Chazal understood usmachtem lifnei Hashem means dalid minim. So dalid minim in the Mikdash, machlik is Rambam and the Rishonim. Does Mikdash mean Yerushalayim? Does it mean the Beis Hamikdash mamish? But in Yerushalayim or in the Makom Hamikdash, lulav was nitel shivas yomim midai raisa. In Gvulin, it's only Ulekachtem Lechem B'yem Erishon. It's only on the first day of this. The reason we take Shivas Yomim is Midrabanan, and it's based on a Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Makor is a Mishnah, Perek Lulav HaGazel, Sukkah, Memalef HaMeral. Zok to Mishnah. Barishayna, it used to be, Hayolulav Nito B'mikta Shiva, U'B'medina Yemecha. And the Beis HaMikdash was taken for 7 days, but B'medina was only 1 day. B'shachar Beis HaMikdash, Hizkir Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehe Lulav Nito B'medina Shiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that the Lulav should be taken for 7 days, Zeichel HaMikdash. He wanted to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. Zok to Mishnah Vaiter, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made another takana. V'sheyehe Yoyim Hanaf Kula Yosef. He also made a takana that on Tez Zayin Nisan, even though technically you're allowed to eat from the Tvuah Chadash and Shehei Pnei Mizrach, which means Neitzach Hama, the whole day it should be Yasser, and the beer is Ishtake, the Cheshvin that the Gemara brings by us over here in Menachis, Samaches on the day. Zok Toysfis, that Harbe Takon is Tikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Really, if we're going to start listing all the takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's many, the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, there's many takanas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made after Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos is bothered. We're learning Masechtas Sukkah over here. We're learning Lulav HaGazel. We're discussing the takana that you should take Dalid Minin, even the Gvulim, even the Medina 7 days. So why are we varfing around another takana? Because there was a second, there was many takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mentioned. So why we mention this? It says Tosfos Elahanuch Tarti Tikin Yachad. These two takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made in the same sitting. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sent out a Kol Koira. There was Pashke Vilin. Two very important takanas. The first takana is we're going to take Dalid Minin, no matter where you are, you're in Chutz Laaretz, it doesn't matter where, for 7 days, even though that's not the way it's supposed to be. But that's what we're going to do, and we're going to do Zeichel HaMikdash. And another takana from now on, Yoim Hanaf is going to be Kula Yasser for a completely different cheshbon. The Sefer Daf Al Daf in Masechtas Sukkah, on this Mishnah, Daf Mem Aleph, he brings a story that happened in 1939. The story was with Rav Moshe Betzalel Alter, who was the brother of the Imrei Amos. He was out somewhere in a village, and he met the Brisker Rav, Rav Velvel Soloveitchik. Anyways, they met, and they were talking, and one day they go for a walk together. They're talking and learning, and somehow in the conversation, this Mishnah came up. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Hizkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shiei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash V'Shiei Yoyim Hanaf Kula Yasser. And in the conversation, they mentioned Tosfos Kasha, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made many takanas, so why are these two takanas mentioned together? And Tosfos says, because the two takanas came up at the same time. So Moshe Betzalel told the Brisker Rav, he says, I'm going to tell you something that I heard from my brother, the Ger Rebbe, the Imrei Amos. He said that, L'chura, what's Pasha Pshat that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai put these two takanas together? Adayin Tzarech Bir. And he added a kasha. He said that really this takana of Yoyim Hanaf Kula Yasser is mentioned in another Mishnah. It's mentioned in a Mishnah Masechtas Menachis, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph. And in the Mishnah, in Menachis, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, after we mention Rabbi Yochanan's takana, that Yoyim Hanaf Kula Yasser, we don't B'derech Agav mention the other takana, that Lulav is going to be Nito B'Gvula and B'Medina Kol Shiva. So L'churu, Tosfos Cheshben, that the two were instituted at the same time. Thus, even though we're learning Lulav HaGazel, I'm going to talk to you about the Karban Omer. B'chayra, how come when we're learning about the Karban Omer, don't we B'derech Aga mentioned the halach of Lulav HaGazel? That was the kasha that the Ger Rebbe asked. So he said, the Ger Rebbe said like this. He said, it was after Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes and he makes the takana. The takana was, he says, Rabbi Yisrael, you remember, there was a Beis HaMikdash, and they used to, in the Mikdash, take the Lulav for 7 days. We're going to make a takana of Zeichel HaMikdash, that even the Medina you should take Lulav Kol Shiva. See, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understood that when the Yidden were going to hear this takana, they were going to make a greiser krecht. They're going to say, you know what this means? If we're already making takana Zeichel HaMikdash, it doesn't look very good. The prognosis seems very schwach. What does that mean in terms of when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gadol Hador, is getting up and he's saying that we have to already make takana, why do we need Zeichel HaMikdash? We daven with Yerushalayim Mircha, et Semach David. Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt by next Sukkot, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash anyways. If we're making takana Zeichel HaMikdash, it looks like we're here for the long run. This is long term. And as a result, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai,
like I did. He said, I'm going to make another takano. He made a takano. What's the premise of that takano? Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash could be built at a moment. And if the Beis HaMikdash, well, people are going to say, Yishtakid, last year we ate already Heir Pnei Mizrach. And now already they're going to do the same thing. And they're not going to know. No, last year there was no Karban Omer. Now there's a Karban Omer. So the Geri Rebbe said it was an Achama. That after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana of Zechel HaMikdash, he made another takana of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. To give the Yidden chizik that they shouldn't think that because it's a kind of Zechel HaMikdash that it necessarily means that we're going to be here for a long run. So he said the Tana of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he was learning Masechtas Sukkah, and he said over the Halacha of Lulav HaGazel, the Halacha of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so he gave the Nechama. The Nechama is that it's true Zechel HaMikdash, but there's also Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But in Masechtas Menachis, when you're learning the Halacha of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the Zechel HaMikdash. You need the Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash after you learn the Halacha of Zechel HaMikdash. But you don't need the Halacha of Zechel HaMikdash after you learn the Halacha of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And he brings here, Bahoya Hagoyim mi brisk satsal, Ba'oisei maimed, mafli ma'oid es terutzai. Shall Rabbeinu zeichet tzadik the kudish levrucha. Either way, bissel mer. Zok Gemara. We're not done yet. Rapapa for Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua achli chadash b'urta. Rapapa and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. So we just mentioned how to understand the pasuk about etzem ayin mazeh. Different halachos regarding chadash. So the Gemara gives the custom of different amayram as related to the halachas of Chadash. Rav Papa, Rav Huna b'Rei, Rav Yeshua, they used to eat Chadash, Pu'urta de Shitzer. They used to eat it at night of the 17th day. I mean, they didn't eat it on Tez Zayin Nisan. They waited until Yud Zayin Nisan, but Yud Zayin at night, they would already eat it. Why? Because Sabri, they held Chadash b'chutz l'aretz Rabban. Shu, there's an issa Chadash and chutz l'aretz, but it's only Yaser Midrabana. And even though usually when you're dealing with chutz l'aretz, there's something called Sveika de Yayim. So if you're not allowed to eat it on Tez Zayin, Rabbi Yechman Zachis Takana, you shouldn't be able to do it on Yud Zayin either, but L'sveika Lecheshina. That far we're not going to go. Rabbanu Devei Rav Ashi, Achli B'tzar for the Shitzer. They would wait until the morning of the 7th day. Kosav, 17th. Kosav, Yichadosh B'chutz L'Oretz Day Raisa. V'Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai Mid Rabbanu Kamer V'chitokin L'yei Manaf L'sveika Lecheshina. Similar idea. But they were machmer. They didn't eat it the night of the 17th. They waited until the morning of the 17th. Said Amr Ravina. Ravina said, Amr Liyem, I heard from my mother. My mother told me that Avuch, that about his own father, Lehava Achel Chadosh Ela Be'urta the Shitzer Nagit Mitz. He didn't eat Chadash and Chutz L'aretz not on the 16th. He didn't eat Chadash not on the 17th. He would wait until the night of the 18th. The Sovel of Rabbi Yehuda, because he held like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayesh L'Sveika, and he was Chayesh L'Safik. Meaning he held that that's the that means the whole day is Aser. And a Chutz L'aretz is something called Sveika the Yema. So you can't eat the whole day of the 16th. You can't eat it the whole day of the 17th either. It sounds like from this Gemara that Chadash is Aser and Chutz L'aretz. These are the Amayram that lived in Bavel. They were eating tefuah that grew in Bavel. And it sounds very much like the Issa Chadash is a Noyeg B'zman Azeh. This is well after the Chorban. And, I mean, clearly Chadash is Aser after the Chorban. That's this whole Mishnah. Rabbi Yechem Ezakis Takana is after the Chorban, right? I mean, this whole discussion on a Deraisa level, on a Derabana level, clearly we're talking about an Issa Chadash of after the Chorban. But what's clear in this Gemara also is that Chadash is Aser B'zman Azeh and in Chutz L'aretz. Now the truth is that the Iker Sugya that discusses whether Chadash is Aser Bizman Azeh in Chutz L'aretz, or even Bizman Abayis in Chutz L'aretz, is not a Sugya Masechtas Menachis, but rather it's a Masechtas Kedushin. The Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin in the end of Perek Isha Niknes, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Kol Mitzvah Shituya Ba'aretz, Einu Neheges Ela Ba'aretz, V'she'eina Tluya Ba'aretz, Neheges Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz L'aretz. Chutz, there's three exceptions, Min Ha'orla V'kelaya. Those are two mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz. They're ground-related mitzvahs. And they're not only noyig in Eretz Yisrael, they're noyig in Chutz L'aretz as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, afa chadash, that chadash is going to be included in that as well. And the Gemara is not sure what exactly Rabbi Eliezer means. The Gemara says, ibayilu, Rabbi Eliezer l'chumna or Rabbi Eliezer l'kulas. We're not learning the sugya in Kedushin right now. But the maskana of Gemara is, after a whole amid of shakla v'tarya, shma mina Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra polik shma mina. In other words, when the Mishnah said that kol mitzvah shituya ba'aretz ein neheges ela ba'aretz, but there are two exceptions to the rule. There's two mitzvahs atliyas ba'aretz that are neheges b'chutz la'aretz, orla and kalayim. Rabbi Eliezer was machmer. And Rabbi Eliezer came to say, I have a third. It's orla, it's kalayim, and oh, by the way, it's also going to be chadash. And this is the makar in a Mishnah to the Isser Chadash for Tfuas Chutzlars. Because at first glance, Chadash should be no different than any other mitzvah Tluyah Baretz. And the Mishnah says, mitzvah Tluyah Baretz only Neheges in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah that's totally in Aretz that's Neheges in Chutzlars. But the Mishnah says there's two exceptions to the rule. And that's Arla and Kelayim. Even though it's Aretz related, there's no Shemitah in Chutzlars because it's a mitzvah Tluyah Baretz. There's no Trumas and Maizos in Chutzlars because it's a mitzvah Tluyah Baretz. So Arla and Kelayim, although it's mitzvah Tluyah Baretz, they are the exceptions to the rule. They're going to be Neheges in Chutzlars. Kumtz again, Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Afe Chadash. Chadash is also a mitzvah that's Tluyah Baretz, but at the same time, it's going to be like Arla and Kelayim. It's going to be Neheges. So at first glance, you walk away from the Sugi and Kedushin, it sounds like it's a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer throughout Shas and Shamuti, the Halach is usually not like Rabbi Eliezer. So if you were learning Mishnayis, you'd be very inclined to think, oh, it's a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, it's a Das Yochid. Rabbi Eliezer, usually we don't follow. And as a result, Chadash, you know, sounds like it's going to be Mutter. Obviously, it's way more complicated than that. La Halacha, again, we'll try to go into this at the end of the week. I don't know if we're going to have time, but if you have time at the end of the week, so Mietz Hashem, we'll get into this a little bit, and that is that La Halacha, the Mechaber in Yerudea, Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, seems to suggest that Chadash is going to be awesome. Even though it's a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, but the Pashta seems to be the Chadash. If you look in the Bir Agra, says the Bir Agra, that even though there's a Sugi in Kedushin where it's only Rabbi Eliezer, and there's a Mishnah Masechtas Arla, and there's a few other Marim Mekoymas and Shas, but says the Vilna Gaon, you know, I know Chadash is Aser, it's a Gemara, it's Menachas HaMeches Amid Beis. After the whole Sugi of when exactly the Issa Chadash starts, the Gemara brings a Maisa with Rav Papa, and Rav Hunad Brev, Rav Yeshua, and the Rabban of the Rav Ashi, and Ravina, and Ravina's father. See, you have all the Gedoli Amiram, they all kept Chadash. It says the guy, I don't even know what the discussion is. You're right, Kedushin, maybe we'll speak about all that raid. Now, what's the Velt Saimachan? It's a one-word answer. The Bach. Everyone's Saimachan the Bach. The Bach has an Arichos and Simon Reish Sad Gimel, where the Bach famously came out. He said the Minig, he saw many, many Gedali Yisrael that weren't Machbid. But the Vilna Goyen Kiyodua speaks very, very sharply against this Bach, and the Goyen held not that way, regardless, even though we're not going into it now. But I just thought it was Kedai to mention just the background. This is not ground zero for the sugya. Ground zero is really Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin, but at the same time, the Vilna Goyen held that this was the checkmate raya, that Chadash Bizman Azeh, Bechutzlaritz, meaning today, Chadash in the United States of America is Aser. He says, based on this Gemara, there's no difference between us living in the United States in 2018 versus what the Meiram we're discussing right here. The circumstances are identical. And if they were discussing an Issa Chadash, then L'chura, the same exact Issa Chadash should apply to us. Again, maybe we'll have some time to get back into it. Talk to Mishnah Vayita a little more. Oymer, how you matter be Medina? The Oymer, the carbon Oymer was matter the Tfuah Hachadasha be Medina. Meaning, if you wanted for supper to eat Chadash, it depended on the carbon Oymer. V'shtei alechem be Mikdash. But it still didn't mean after the carbon Oymer was brought that you were allowed to bring a carbon in the Beit Hamikdash that was made from Chadash. For example, the Menachos that came from Chitin and Sa'irin. So if you wanted to bring a mincha from the Tfuah Chadasha, you couldn't bring it until they brought the Shtei Alechem. So the Shtei Alechem was very similar to the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer was Mater Chadash, the Shtei Alechem was Mater Chadash. What's the difference? The Omer was Mater Chadash in Medina, the Shtei Alechem was Mater Chadash in the Mikdash. Emevim, Menachas, Abikurim, Uminchas, Behema, Koidim, L'Omer. You were not allowed to bring Menachas or Bikurim, let's say for the Nischei Ayayin, that's from Bikurim, that's one of the Shivas Aminim, Uminchas Behema, that's the mincha that came together with the Karbanoi, such as the Minchas Nesachim, before the Karbanoimer was brought. So even though the Karbanoimer was matter, the Tfuah Chadasha, Bigvulin, it wasn't matter of the Mikdash, and it's for that reason you can't bring any Hakrov in the base of Mikdash from Chadash before the Omer was brought, that's Pashat. In Hevi, b'diavad, it's going to be Pasal. Koidim l'shtei alechem, you also can't bring it before the shtei alechem was brought. In Hevi, kosher, but b'diavad, it's going to be kosher. So again, you can't bring any carbon of Chadash before the carbon Omer, not even before the shtei alechem. What if you did it? B'diavad, is a kosher, it's Pasal. Before the Omer, it's going to be Pasal. Before the shtei alechem, after the Omer, it's going to be kosher. Yes, Reb Tarfim, the kashal, Reb Tarfim was sitting, he was learning. And he didn't understand this Mishnah. He said, Ma ben koidim l'omer l'koidim shtei alechem. If you can't bring Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash before the Shtei Alechem is brought, why is there a difference in Halacha whether the Omer was brought or not? It has nothing to do with the Omer. What it has to do with is the Shtei Alechem. I'm at the fun of Yehuda Bar Nechemya. So there was a Yid whose name was Yehuda Bar Nechemya. And he told Rav Tarfon, Lo Yemamer Koidim Lo Omer Shekein Lo Yehuda Mechlol Yitzel Hedyet. Koidim Lo Shtei Alechem Yehuda Mechlol Yitzel. He said, the Chilik is very simple. The Karban Omer was at least Matar Chadash for a Hedyet. So it means that it was Matar Chadash for the Hedyet, even though it wasn't Matar L'Gvaya, but B'di Eved,
B'di'evet, it's going to be okay, l'gvaya. But the shtei alechem, but before the carbon omer, even the hedyed is not allowed to eat from the chadosh, so it makes sense that even b'di'evet, it should be not okay. So the Gemara says, shasik Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon heard what he told him, he was quiet. And the Gemara says, tzahu panav shal Yehuda b'Rav Nechemya. Yehuda b'Rav Nechemya seemed to be happy that he was able to answer something that Rav Tarfon didn't understand. Omele, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was there. He said, Yehuda, Savu panecho sheishaftes azokin. Your face is glowing. You're happy. You're mechuzik because of the fact that you were able to be meishiv the zokin Rav Tarfon. Timani, it would be a chiddush to me in Tarich Yomim. It's interesting. Rabbi Akiva said this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi said, "Oisei aperik prasa Pesach hoya." This took place 2 weeks before Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kshalisi latzer, as Rabbi Yehuda said, when I came to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos, Shalti Acher Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya Heichanu. I was looking for Yehuda Bar Nechemya, I couldn't find it. V'omrulin, they told me niftar v'halach loy. He was halach loy lamay that he wasn't alive anymore because of this zog. There Rabbi Akiva said, "Omer Nachar Mayisk Livri Yehuda Bar Nechemya." One more memory according to Yehuda Bar Nechemya, Nesachem Bikurim Sheikrivim Kardim. The Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to bring Nesachim Bikurim before the Karban Omer. Meaning, just like there's an issa to bring from the Tfuah HaKadosha before the Shtei HaLechem is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so too you can't bring Yayin, Nischayayin, from the new crop until you bring the Shtei HaLechem. What about if you bring it before the Karban Omer? Would it be Kasha B'di'evet or be not okay B'di'evet? See, it said it would be Kasha B'di'evet. So he told me, the Gemara says, so, Pshita, what's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Chiddush? I mean, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is the Madach Tvua, that you're not allowed to, that's also Lehedyet, until the Karban Omer is brought. If the Karban Omer is brought, and the Shtei Alechem wasn't brought, but the Yevet, it's okay, as a Mincha, then Nesachim, which never even had an Isser, Begvulin, it's only Aser, as a carbon until the Shtei Alechem is brought. There is no Isser Begvulin. Then certainly the halacha should be that B'di'eved, before the carbon Omer is brought, that it should be kosher. I mean, what's the chiddush? Why would you think any differently? Says the Gemara, no. I would have thought, Hasim Udu Hudim Chol Yetzel Hedit. Maybe it's Dafka, the Tfuah Chadasha, which was Osir, and became mutter al yudei the carbon Omer. Over there you have the halacha, being that it became mutter lehedit al yudei the carbon Omer. If the carbon omer was brought, but the shtei alechem wasn't brought, al kopana b'di'evet, it's going to be kosher. Avol hachad loy hutam michlali, but over here where it was never hutam michlali, why not? It was never aser that the carbon omer should be matter it. I would have thought it should be worse. Kamashmon that it's not worse, just the opposite. It's better. Koshkin hachad loy yitzer klal. Certainly over here it's going to be mutter b'di'evet, being that it was never aser in the first place.